This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Art, have you been tested for some degree of cognitive decline?
I've been tested and I'm constantly tested.
Please clarify specifically, have you taken a cognitive
test? No, I haven't taken a test. Why the hell would I take a test?
Why? I don't know. There's like a million reasons why.
He meant the COVID test. The COVID test. He didn't mean cognitive.
I don't think so.
No, I have not been protected. I have not been tested for the coronavirus.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Come on, man. That's like saying you, before you got in this program, if you take a test where you're taking cocaine or not, what do you think, huh? Are you a junkie?
What do you say?
This is so racist, man. You're so friggin' racist.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Breaking news tonight. President Trump telling us just moments ago on this broadcast what he is hearing about the Justice Department investigation of Obamagate.
Now it's up to our Attorney General. I didn't want to get overly involved, but I do hear it's breathtaking what they found. That's all I can say. Breathtaking. It's beyond what anybody ever thought even possible.
I believe you didn't know that what you signed was wrong. The question is, if you had known, you wouldn't have signed it. Is that correct?
If I had known that it contained incorrect information, I certainly wouldn't have signed it.
Okay. Did Comey go rogue?
You could use that term, yes.
Unchained and unstoppable.
So starting today, we're going to do something new in New York City. We will have checkpoints at key entry points to the city.
Sounds like Nazi Germany to me.
Failure to quarantine is a violation. In fact, under certain circumstances, the fines can be as high as $10,000.
Your papers are not in order.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
You know, I thought to myself today, I'm going to start out with some serious talk about the mail-in voter fraud. I'm not just going to go for the cheap laughs about Joe Biden's cognitive
Very
decline. But then I heard the latest example of Joe Biden's cognitive decline, and I said, I can get to mail-in voter fraud later on in the show. I have 4 hours. I can't resist going with all the Joe Biden stuff. You know, I learned in TV news, they taught you the first lesson is lead with your best video. And I think the same thing applies to radio. Lead with your best audio. And we have Joe Biden here. And think about this. This morning, Donald Trump was on Fox and Friends. And I left my house to get some coffee. And they said he was coming on immediately. And I came back to, I went out, got sat down, had a cup of coffee, walked back. And the interview had started. I watched it for about 10 or 15 minutes. And I said, I think it's time to get cleaned up, get ready to go to work. So I went in, shaved, brushed my teeth, took a shower. I came out. He was still talking. I sat down, had another cup of coffee at my house. He was still talking. An hour. He was talking for an hour. And he repeated himself a few times. But it was pretty good stuff, basically. And at the same time, Dementia Joe was giving an interview, not live. He was doing it on tape. And it's going to be for Hispanic and black journalists, apparently. And it's going to be released tomorrow. But they released as a one-minute tease just this totally non-compos mentis response. And all we've been talking about all day, and I'm sure you thought the same thing. What if Donald Trump had responded to a question from a black journalist by calling, asking him if he was a junkie or on cocaine, and then proceeded to just stumble and fumble and mumble all the way through it and not answer the question? And, oh, by the way, when he finally did answer the question, it totally contradicts what he said a month ago, which is about taking the cognitive test. And just for the record, before we play the cuts, I would just like to tell you that I have taken both the cognitive test and the COVID test, and I passed both of them. So there. But Joe Biden, he said last month that he has taken the test, and he takes it all the time. And of course, you knew it was BS because you don't take the test all the time. If you flunk that test once, they have a pretty good idea that you're in deep doo-doo. And you can't take chemotherapy or radiation to get your brain back. I mean, they can give you some stuff, but it's not going to do much good. They don't have to keep testing you.
If somebody's testing you constantly, that just means they're expecting you to fail very soon.
Right. I mean, when they ask you, here's the face of a clock, draw in 10 past 10. If you can't do it the first time, chances are you're not going to be able to do it in 48 hours, right? You're not going to get better that way. If you can't tell the difference between a hippo and a rhino, you're not going to figure that one out in 72 hours. So they don't have to keep giving it to you over and over again. So this is... Okay, we'll just go with this. And again, there's going to be more of this tomorrow. And I was planning to begin this show on a serious note, but what am I supposed to do? I can't resist this kind of material. So let's start out. This is, and he's with this a black reporter, I think, from CBS named Errol something. And the guy's asking him totally legit questions. And he's just kind of, and he says, can you clarify, you know, because his responses are, well, not just to the cognitive test, but to everything, are kind of jumbled, as we all know. So let's listen to cut one.
And when asked in June if you'd been tested for cognitive decline, you've responded that you're constantly tested in effect because you're in situations like this on the campaign trail. But please clarify specifically, have you taken a cognitive
test? No, I haven't taken a test. Why the hell would I take a test? Come on, man. That's like saying you, before you got in this program, if you take a test where you're taking cocaine or not, what do you think, huh? Are you a junkie?
What do you say?
Trump to black reporter, : are you a junkie? Impeachment hearings begin tomorrow on Capitol Hill. But have you heard any mention of this on MSNBC or CNN? Nothing to see here, folks. Move right along. Let's just keep going with this. Cut to.
What do you say to President Trump, who brags about his test and makes your mental state an issue for voters?
Well, if he can't figure out the difference between an elephant and a lion, I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Did you watch that? Look, come on, man. I know you're trying to goad me, but I mean, I'm so forward looking to have an opportunity to sit with the president or stand with the president in debates. There's going to be plenty of time.
He's so forward looking to being with the president. He's forward looking. And at least some of the alt-left media turned that around. They didn't quote him exactly. They said, I'm looking forward, even though he confused, jumbled the words. I'm forward looking. And it wasn't, and as you know from listening to his earlier appearances, if you want to call him that, he does this all the time. This is just another day in the life. Meanwhile, President Trump is going on for an hour, extemporaneously talking live in front of millions of people. And Joe Biden is stumbling and fiddling and diddling. Cut three.
And by the way, as I joke with him, you know, I shouldn't say it. I'm going to say something I probably shouldn't say. Anyway, I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental my physical as well as my mental fitness.
My mental physical fitness. So there. So you junkie, are you on coke? So then this is more of the same here. Cut four.
The way China will respond is when we gather the rest of the world that in fact engages in open trade and making sure that we're in a position that the world that we deal with WHO the right way. That in fact that's when things begin to change. That's when China's behavior is going to change.
Does anyone have an English translation of that?
Invasion.
Is that like the increasing number of inflections for coronavirus? He's putting L's in words. He's mixing up words. He's inserting L's into words, and of course, like with the Wuhan virus, becomes the Luhan virus. Yes, Grace.
I also can't stand that thing he does where he pretends he's going to say something that's going to get him into trouble when really he just knows it's not going to make any sense. But he does that a lot where he goes, oh, I shouldn't say it. Never mind. It's going to get me into trouble. Like he tries to play it coy.
Well, I think
really
what
you
does,
just know he has no idea what's about
no,
to come
I think
out.
No, I think he just forgets what he was going to say. So
well,
then
probably, but either way, I don't buy that whole thing. It's like when he was at the debates and he would say, oh, well, my time is up. I should stop. He just wants to stop because he's afraid of what's going to come out.
Yeah. Are you a junkie? That's the quote of the day. Are you a junkie to a black reporter? Who's not even asking? I mean, that's more offensive than the whole thing about you ain't black to Charlemagne the God. I mean, to call someone who's asking you a legit question very politely, very respectfully, are you a junkie? Are you on coke?
The reporter was even running blocker for him. He was setting him up saying, look, you were asked about this before and you meant that you were being tested while you were on the campaign trail. Like this was the ultimate test.
I wonder if Joe Biden has ever asked that of any other person that he knows, a male in his life. Are you a junkie? Are you on cocaine? Who else could he have ever asked that question to? Is this a case of projection? Did he become confused about who? Did he mistake Errol for someone named Hunter, perhaps? Is that possible? 844-542-4206 says, you're saying you can't study for a cognitive test? I guess you could. You could practice, you know, take a circle there and have somebody quiz you, Dr. Jill, 20 past 4, Mr. Vice President, 20 past 4. Okay. Yeah, well, that's close. That's close. You got quarter of 3. That's within 2 hours. All right. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
He didn't come here to be made sport of. Howie Carr.
This is Deb in Danielson, Connecticut.
This is Greg in Boston, Mass.
This is Elizabeth in Wakefield, Massachusetts, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
I believe there's an also large group of people that are very uncomfortable with a man who seems to be mentally compromised winning the election and doing so by hiding. I mean, the guy's never, he was just at another thing the other day and he forgot where he was.
He's not going to Milwaukee either for the convention, for the acceptance speech or anything like that. So he's going to just stay in the basement. And I don't know how long he can pull this off. And, you know, his wife said yesterday, Dr. Jill, that he was looking forward to the 3 debates. I mean, does anyone think he could hold up 90 minutes times 3 against Donald Trump in a live TV setting? I mean, it's preposterous. He couldn't handle it. I don't think he could stand up against anybody. He was never that bright. And he did well against Ryan in 2012, but that was because Ryan was a rhino. You know, and he just he went to the the fallback Republican rhino position, which is the fetal position, you know, and he couldn't take a hit. But, you know, Trump wouldn't stand for that. He'd start asking about that. He'd start his own cognitive test. Joe, that's very interesting. Why don't you count backwards from 100 by sevens? Again, I've said that a lot of that cognitive test is a lot like a field sobriety test. And I'm not saying that Biden is drunk, but his brain is gone like he's been drinking for like 5 days. Whether you're working from home or working on your fitness, you want to hear your music, not your roommates or your family's music or his or her podcasts. And Raycon wireless earbuds are the way to go. Get 15% off your Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. Now, the statement that the CBS reporter was referencing earlier, that was in June, I think it was, late June. And Biden was talking to a Fox reporter, Doug McElway, and he asked him about whether or not he'd taken the same test, the cognitive test that President Trump had taken. And so here's the statement from June. Cut five.
Last question, real quick. Some have speculated,
you're a lying dog,
that you are subject to some degree of cognitive decline. I'm 65. I don't have word recollection that I used to have. I forget my train of thought from time to time. You got 12 years on me, sir. Have you been tested for some degree of cognitive decline?
I've been tested and I'm constantly tested. Look, all I got to do is watch me and I can hardly wait.
We're watching.
To compare my cognitive capability to the cognitive capability of the man I'm running against. Thank you so much.
So he said he is taking the test, but today he said he was not taking the test. So Taylor, what's the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Has Joe Biden ever taken a cognitive test?
No, obviously not.
89% say no.
Yeah. He was lying in June, or maybe in his case, he can say that he didn't understand the question or he can't remember. You know, that usually doesn't work for you when you're under oath in a grand jury. You know, that gets you a nice obstruction of justice count or perjury. But in his case, I think he could put it across. 561 says, junkie isn't a very woke term. No, it's not, is it? Yeah, this guy says, so I can't say drug addict, drug abuse, substance abuse, or druggy. I have to say substance misuse. But the Democrat nominee for president can say junkie. I would say you could make the argument. I wouldn't make it, but some people could make the argument that junkie is a dog whistle, right? That would be something that you would more likely say to some groups of people as opposed to other groups of people. But again, he can get away with it. He can because he's the Democrat nominee, so he gets to say what he wants.
I think he'll have to apologize for this.
No. Why? What does he
apologize? He apologized for the You Ain't Black thing, kind of.
Yeah, he did apologize for that.
Then he blamed it on Charlemagne.
I don't think he's going to apologize for this one because he doesn't want to bring any attention to this, to what he said. And if this is the kind of thing that could go around the world pretty quickly if anybody was, you know, interested in putting it out there on social media other than talk radio and, you know, a few conservative websites. All right, we'll take some calls when we come back. 844-500-4242. 508 says maybe Donna Brazile can slip Biden a cheat sheet for the cognitive test, like she did with Hillary in 2016. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We're still waiting a few days here in Massachusetts. We filed our Freedom of Information Act request to get the phone log for the snitch line here in the Charlie Parker snitch line. And so Massachusetts is setting the pace for others to follow. The state police in Rhode Island are now creating an anonymous snitch line to accept complaints about large gatherings. And Governor Raimondo warned that individuals who attend parties with more than 15 people can be fined $500. So
your papers, please.
If you have 14 people, the COVID virus can't attack. it's a zoning regulation in the state of Rhode Island and Providence Plantations, unless they've gotten rid of Providence Plantations anyway. 844-500-4242. Bob Maines from Matthews Brothers. Bob, how you doing?
How you doing? Awesome. Living the dash, Howie. How you doing? Hey, I happen to know, I have it on good authority, not only did Joe Biden take the cognitive test, he scored the best in his class.
And he got a higher score than anybody in this room, Bob. Anybody in this room.
Right. Yeah, he's been in the basement so much, he's growing mushrooms. Hey, there is no way, seriously, there is no way they are going to let him deliver his acceptance speech live. That is going to be pre-recorded,
right,
edited, and overproduced so that it's he cannot fumble that ball.
Yeah, I know. I think that's the main reason he's not going to Milwaukee. This has been a godsend for him, this whole thing. I mean, this is the only way he could have survived. He as weak as the other candidates were, including Bernie, he couldn't have stood up if he'd had to continue out on the campaign trail through March and April and May, and even now that they
You go back and look at some of the debate stuff, and you can see it was happening then too. But he just didn't have the spotlight on him so much.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. I just hope. What did you say? Kasich is giving you the speech?
That's what I had heard a couple of weeks ago, that Kasich was going to deliver a speech on Joe Biden's behalf.
Oh, that's right. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, that's yeah. But that's the kind of speech that, like, for instance, who was it? Zell Miller gave for Romney, I think, the Democrat senator or maybe gave it for McCain. He gave it the Democrat senator from Georgia, but they always like to get somebody who's switching parties and saying he never planned to do this, but the guy from the other side is just so impressive. Bob, I heard that Mills has just extended the lockdown for another 30 days too. Is that right? Up in Maine?
Live free or die. Live free or die, Howard. I got the Gadsden flag flying in my backyard proudly. So
uh-oh.
My front yard.
Uh-oh, you're gonna be, Janet Mills is going to have to set up a snitch line to report people flying the Gadsden flag. Thanks for the call, Bob. Thanks for calling in, and thanks for being a great sponsor. 844-500-4242, 561. What if it's a funeral for a civil rights guy? Well, the COVID-19 virus, you can have negotiations with them, like they're having the negotiations over the new bailout bill at the White House between the Republicans and the Democrats. You can negotiate, and they said, if you want to riot and loot, that's okay. COVID-19 won't come out. If you want to have a funeral for your loved one, that you're going to get infected. If you want to have a funeral for some congressman who was 80 years old, then everybody can go and feel free to don't worry about social distancing or masks or any of that stuff, because the COVID-19 has respect for the civil rights movement. 844-500-4242. And Trump was asked last night, this was very interesting what he said. He was on with Fox Business Channel, Lou Dobbs. And Lou Dobbs asked him, what's he heard about the investigation by John Durham, the U.S. attorney from Connecticut, who's investigating Obamagate. And usually Trump says, I'm staying away from it. I don't know. That's the wise thing to say. But the president last night couldn't resist giving us all a little tease. Cut 8.
So that was the story. We caught them spying. Now it's up to our attorney general. As you know, I've wanted them to do it. I didn't want to get overly involved. Maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't. But I do hear it's breathtaking what they found. That's all I can say, breathtaking. And hopefully it'll come out soon. But it's beyond what anybody ever thought even possible, how bad it is. How bad it is and how corrupt it is. But I'm going to let them do that. I'm not going to do that. It's a horrible thing that took place, and it should never be allowed to happen to another president.
And as I always say, it should never be allowed to happen to another American, because they were trying to frame people, not just the president or the candidate. They were trying to frame veterans like Carter Page, just goofy guys just out of college like George Papadopoulos. People just were minding their own business, just trying to be American citizens, and they were being dragooned and investigated. And in the case of Papadopoulos, they got him to plead guilty to something he didn't do. Same with Roger Stone. 844-500-4242. So Grace just handed me a list about what was Biden's most offensive thing that he said so far. Poor kids are just as bright as white kids. That was a bad one. If you ain't voting for me, you ain't black. That was a bad one. Or are you a junkie? I'm going to have to say poor kids are just as smart as white kids was the worst. Followed by junkie. Are you a junkie? I mean, you shouldn't ask that of anybody, right? Unless it's your son and he is a junkie. Sheldon, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sheldon.
Howie, I've been listening to you a long time, and I'm just a little disappointed because you're not having Charlie Parker on. He has the vaccine for the COVID-19. If you come from Rhode Island to work, you're healthy. You can come and pay your taxes. But if you're coming to do anything else, don't come here.
I know, Sheldon. The mailroom manager is the yoga classes have started up again, and she likes this one instructor from Rhode Island, and she was saying I'm going to be even more angry at Charlie Parker than I have been if this shuts down the yoga class with this woman. And I said, no, don't you understand, mailroom manager? If you're coming across the border to work, the COVID-19 virus is not allowed to attack you. It's only allowed to attack you if you want to come across the border and like shop at the Market Basket in Rehoboth or right across the line. In that case, whoop, it's going to just come right down and grab you. But if you're coming over to work, right? The mailroom manager is, that's what I told you. And Gina Raimondo has got to explain this to people. What's going on?
For once, you're right. I confirmed it.
Sheldon was right, though, to be concerned about this. That it's very hard to keep all these all this straight, you know, because you never know. I mean, it's like with the golf courses. If you drive to the golf course with the people you're playing with in a same car, keep the windows up, that's okay. You get outside in the open air, you can't be in the same golf cart because the COVID virus will attack you in the open air. And it's like you can play 18, 36 holes. That's okay. But you cannot go to a driving range because at the driving range, the virus is just working in packs. It's just coming down and grabbing you.
Believe it or not, Howie, I was at a bar last night in Massachusetts. Yeah, I know. But you had to order some food. I did not.
Did you have Cuomo chips?
No. My friend got Baker fries.
Baker fries. But, Parker pork rinds.
But you're completely safe as long as food has been delivered on your table. Even after they take it away and you hang around for another hour and a half, you're completely safe from the virus. It's amazing what food can do.
Well, you know, the virus was in Rhode Island. It was shut down all night long if you were in a bar or restaurant. But now as we get closer to the opening of school, the virus is going to come out after 11 o'clock again. So Gina Raimondo has announced that all the bars now have to shut down, or all the drinking establishments have to shut down at 11 o'clock again. You know, you need some kind of scorecard to keep up with all this stuff. It just keeps changing over and over again. 844-500-4242. So let's play Mazie Hirono, the lightweight senator from the state of Hawaii. And she was at the Antifa hearing yesterday. Ted Cruz from Texas was holding the hearings. And so he tried to ask if any Democrats wanted to denounce Antifa. And so she must have sensed that there was some kind of virus in the air because she ran out of the room. Let's play Cup 14.
So all I can say is, look, we should all join hands and denouncing and whatever words you want to use about violent extremism of all stripes. And I think we can all agree on that. So to constantly accuse Democrats of not caring about that is really, I can only say that you aren't listening. So I hope this is the end of this hearing, Mr. Chairman, and that we don't have to listen to any more of your rhetorical speeches. Thank you very much. I'm leaving.
Rhetorical.
Well, I appreciate the, as always, kind and uplifting words of Senator Hirono. And I would also note that throughout her remarks, she still did not say a negative word about Antifa, nor has any Democrat here. They instead engage in a political game where they depend. You're welcome to say something negative about Antifa right now.
Last call.
I think that I've covered the subject quite well. You are not listening.
Okay, she declined to speak, so.
Let the record show that Senator Hirono did not answer the question. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Hi, how are you going, Howie Carr?
Good.
I want to ask you a question. When Washington, D.C. always had a mailing vote, everybody mailed the vote in Washington, D.C. Every time the president run, Democrat win 94% to 96%.
Right.
Why? Because, you see, I cannot believe he not allow him 10%. Oh, and Uncle Joe, I believe that he's crazy. Let me tell you, Mr. Garcia,
how would you like to be a Republican like Roger Stone and have to appear before a so-called jury of your peers selected from that jury pool that's 94% or 96% Democrat voting? You think a guy like Roger Stone can get a fair trial in D.C.?
No, he's not going to get a fair trial. Let me tell you something, Howard Carr. I believe Joe Biden getting crazy. I believe Joe Biden going to pick you as a VIP because he's getting cuckoo. And then maybe Grace going to take you to JCPenney to buy you a wig.
You think I am in the running? I could be the next vice presidential candidate. I don't know about that, Mr. Garcia. There's a woman of color from Massachusetts, and her color is white, and she has blue eyes and blonde hair, and so she's whiter than me. But she used to claim that she was an Indian, but now she started out white, then she became an Indian. She got the job she wanted, and now she's white again.
Can we buy you a wig, though?
What do I need a wig for?
I feel like it would drive traffic to the site. People would like to see it.
Really?
Okay. It'll be blonde. It'll be the same color as your regular hair, just a little bit longer.
Okay. Well, let me think about it, Grace. Let me think about it. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
This is Paul in North Andover, Mass.
This is Luana in Lexington, Massachusetts.
This is Lauren in Augusta, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. 781 says, my three buddies and I are going to play golf this weekend. If we carry BLM protest signs, do you think they'll let us ride two to a cart? We all know the answer. And then here's another one from 508. If I go to a bar, I cannot sit at the bar next to an old friend or a stranger, but I can sit at a table next to a bar with strangers who work in a nursing home and tested positive 3 weeks ago. Yeah, that's it. Are you disputing the data? Are you trying to have a private recreational moment? What does Charlie Baker call it? He didn't do a press conference today, so we don't have any new stuff. I know that'll be a relief to some people. I think we're going to do a death pool tonight at 6 o'clock, unless, yes.
Howie, the question now isn't, are you disputing the data? That's too many words. All you have to say is, are you a junkie? If anyone disagrees with you, are you a junkie?
Yeah, I know, a junkie. Can you imagine a Republican, any Republican, getting away with that? If Trump had said that every Republican candidate in the country, right down to the county commissioner or city council level, would be asked, do you agree that the president of the United States should call an African-American reporter a junkie? Do you think that just because you're of color, you're more likely to snort cocaine? That's what they would be saying. Theodore, you're next. By the way, Mr. Garcia got some rave reviews for that last call. People want him to get his own show, and they're saying he's the boss, and he's the bomb. So, Mr. Garcia, down in Newark, you got good reviews for the call today. Theodore, a little earlier than normal. Theodore, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead.
How are you, Howie?
Hi, good.
Good. I just have two comments for you. So I won't, reveal where I'm working, but as far as the unemployment goes, I have, positions open for $17 an hour. I can't get people to come back to work. So all the people complaining that,
right,
unemployment should be extended are just absurd. Like, they never worked or, never had a job, or the state's taking care of them. So it's a terrible,
right,
liberal argument. But my main one, so I just went to Texas over the last weekend. I didn't realize this travel ban was taking effect. They made all of us fill out some waiver before we got on the American flight to come back to Boston. Had no idea what it was about. And I was like, even if I came into contact with someone, I don't know why the governor thinks that people are going to be honest. People just want to live their lives,
right,
and go to work and travel. And no one's dying in Texas or North Carolina where I was. But somehow, like Mr. Garcia was saying, all these other states where all the people are dying, somehow that doesn't matter anymore. So it's just bizarre, but I just wanted to bring that up.
Yeah, well, they're all cracking down, and the fatalities are way down. Like Maine, why are they extending that in Maine when there's 120 people dead in the whole state? And I don't think many people are dying in Rhode Island, and they're saying infections are creeping up. But what does an infection mean? It means nothing. I mean, most people who are infected don't know they're infected, and they're not going to get sick. So what's the problem? And there are all these studies. Oh, we can't open up the schools again. Kids in various countries have been tested. They don't pass it on to adults. Thanks, Theodore. I'm Howie Carr.